and welcome to another podcast of It's Not Your Money, Finding the Peace of Putting God First. The message of It's Not Your Money is one of stewardship, which is discipleship, how we live our lives every day. It starts with the mindset that God provides. Everything we have and all we are comes from Him. When we embrace this truth, then how else can we respond but in overwhelming gratefulness and all humility, give praise and glory to God our Father. Amen. On the last podcast, I wondered what our world would be like if we all responded to God this way, do what He calls us to do and give what He calls us to give. We would change the world. God calls us to be detached from worldly goods and material comforts. He calls us to be obedient to His word and give courageously. But I think the thing God calls us to most is to trust Him. Trust that He knows you. He created you and He loves you. He knows your strengths and your weaknesses. He gave them to you. He knows what you think about. He knows your talents and abilities, what you're good at, what you're interested in. He knows what you're proud of, and He knows what you're ashamed of, and He loves you anyway. Trust that God loves you and that He will provide for you. He has your best interest at heart. God will provide. My story is one of God nudging me to go deeper in my faith and trust Him so much that I would respond with courageous generosity. Trusting God changed my attitude about money and changed my heart to make me want to obey what He says in the Bible. Some sources say there are over 2,500 verses in the Bible that address money and possessions more than any other topic. I count 321 of them just on giving courageously. Now, I knew a lot of these verses from my time as a Protestant, but it was a witness talk at Mass given by a friend on a stewardship Sunday that tweaked my heart to heed these verses and start giving what He commands. When I finally took that step of faith and began to tithe, my life changed for the good. Stressing about money melted away. I began to realize a sense of peace. You can read more about that in the book. Get a copy at itsnotyourmoney.org. God wants you to have His peace. The world's way to peace and happiness is fleeting. Trust God. Put Him first with your money. It's not your money anyway. And see if in that you don't begin to have that sense of peace. Listen, how you handle money is a direct reflection of how much you trust God. It reflects how intimate your relationship is with Him. Please share this podcast with your friends and family, and let's go change the world. Thanks for listening. Till next time, be well. I'm Joe Galloway.